Chapter 133. Jesus finishes all God asks. When the warrior king Jesus Christ removes Satan and his unrighteous world, what cause for rejoicing there will be. The peaceful thousand-year reign of Jesus begins at last. Under the direction of Jesus and his associate kings, the survivors of Armageddon will clean up the ruins left by that righteous war. Likely, earthly survivors will also bear children for a time, and these will share in the delightful work of cultivating the earth into a gorgeous park-like garden. In time, Jesus will bring forth untold millions from their graves to enjoy this beautiful paradise. He will do this in fulfillment of his own guarantee, "The hour is coming in which all those in the memorial tombs will come out." Among those Jesus resurrects will be the former evildoer who died beside him on the torture stake. Recall that Jesus promised him, "Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." No, that man will not be taken to heaven to rule as a king with Jesus. Nor will Jesus again become a man and live on the paradise earth with him. Rather, Jesus will be with the former evildoer in the sense that he will resurrect him to life in paradise and see to it that his needs, both physical and spiritual, are cared for. Think of it. Under Jesus' loving attention, the entire human family, Armageddon survivors, their offspring, and the thousands of millions of resurrected dead who obey him, will grow toward human perfection. Jehovah, by means of his royal Son, Jesus Christ, will reside spiritually with humankind. And, as the voice John heard from heaven says, "He will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning nor outcry nor pain be any more." No person on earth will suffer or be sick. By the end of Jesus' thousand-year reign, the situation will be just as God originally purposed when he told the first human pair, Adam and Eve, to multiply and fill the earth. Yes, the earth will be filled with a righteous race of perfect humans. This is because the benefits of Jesus' ransom sacrifice will have been applied to everyone. Death, because of Adam's sin, will be no more. Thus, Jesus will have accomplished all that Jehovah asked of him. Therefore, at the end of the thousand years, he will hand over the kingdom and the perfected human family to his Father. God will then release Satan and his demons from the abyss of death-like inactivity. For what purpose? Well, by the end of the thousand years, most of those living in paradise will be resurrected ones who have never had their faith tested. Before dying, they had never known God's promises and so could not demonstrate faith in them. Then, after being resurrected and taught Bible truths, it was easy for them in paradise, without any opposition, to serve God. But if Satan was given opportunity to try to stop them from continuing to serve God, would they prove loyal under test? To resolve this question, Satan will be released. The revelation given to John reveals that after Jesus' thousand-year reign, Satan will prove successful in turning an undetermined number of people away from serving God. But then, when the final test is finished, Satan, his demons, and all those whom he succeeds in misleading will be destroyed forever. On the other hand, the fully tested, loyal survivors will live on to enjoy the blessings of their Heavenly Father throughout all eternity. Clearly, Jesus has played and will continue to play a vital role in accomplishing God's glorious purposes. What a grand future we may enjoy as a result of all that he accomplishes as God's great Heavenly King. Yet, We cannot forget all that he did while he was a man. Jesus willingly came to earth and taught us about his Father. Beyond this, he exemplified the precious qualities of God. Our hearts are moved when we consider his sublime courage and manliness, his unparalleled wisdom, his superb ability as a teacher, his fearless leadership, and his tender compassion and empathy. When we recall how he suffered indescribably as he furnished the ransom by which alone we may gain life, surely our hearts are moved with appreciation for him. Truly, what a man we have seen in this study of the life of Jesus! His greatness is obvious and overwhelming. We are moved to echo the words of the Roman governor Pontius Pilate, "Look, the man!" Yes, indeed, the man, the greatest man who ever lived. By our accepting the provision of his ransom sacrifice, the burden of sin and death inherited from Adam can be removed from us, and Jesus can become our eternal Father. All who would gain everlasting life must take in knowledge not only of God, but also of his Son, Jesus Christ. May your listening to the reading of this book assist you to take in such life-giving knowledge.